That three
I've been practicing
like
the, my the, practicing my enunciation.
Yeah, that was the Ten Crack Commandments three. Cut the three and it sounded like perfect. Three.
Ten whack commandments.
Right. Yo. This is an interesting day, but I'll get into that. So what up, y'all? You were on Rap Sucks Radio, which is I ain't gonna do the call out because that's for after the break. But you're rocking on Rap Sucks Radio, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. Yo, Kev.
Yep.
So
I think I owe your father an apology.
Why is that?
I could be wrong because I haven't listened back, but I'm pretty sure that on the last episode, and you gave me fair warning that your father may or may not listen, mm-hmm. and we managed to not utter any expletives for the entire episode, and then I dropped a BS, just I think heavy.
I think I rapped part of a Wu-Tang verse and cursed as well.
Oh, okay.
He's not going to get that far into the show. He's going to listen for his part. He's probably going to call me and be like, where's the part where you talked about me? All right. It's if I don't have to help him, like, listen to the show, like, good Lord. I actually gave up on helping my parents with technology. I just was like, yeah, I'm done. I'm not doing
it. Wow, really?
Yeah, I quit. I just quit. Okay. Them and my sister. I love my sister to death, but I was just like, yo, I quit.
No, you have to stay vigilant because otherwise you end up with like, I met this Nigerian prince.
No,
And
I let my brother do it. Like,
Oh yeah, totally.
And my brother does a horrible job at it. Like He knows exactly what he's doing, but he totally just will just not do it. Or, you know, he'll be out here and I'll be like, yo, did John fix that thing? And they'd be like, nah. I'm like, man, how you go a whole week, get away with it. Now I got to do it. Oh, man.
Isn't he like a black belt in IT?
He's like the illest. And that's probably why he won't do anything.
Oh, he's elite.
Yeah, he's like
he's elite.
That's that's for you.
He's the 1% of IT professionals.
That was good, man. That was a pretty dope impression.
Thank you. It's the first time I've ever tried it. I enjoyed that.
You just need a little more like anger and like
I would imagine it's not the least offensive thing we've ever done. But hey.
Not at all.
That bar is high.
That bar is pretty high. yo. So, you know, a lot of, by now if you've been listening to the show long enough, you know that we record two episodes on one day and we release them back, you know, week over week. Did you watch the Laker game today, man?
You know what I didn't. They played the Clippers, right?
They played the Clippers today, yeah.
Yeah, no, I was busy. I actually played horse with my daughter.
Oh, so you went out and while the rest of us were watching it, you were out doing it.
In the streets.
Kill him.
Or on the driveway. Yeah.
Kill him.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Dunking on her.
As deservedly so. yeah, all right. So this actually fits in pretty nicely to my because that was the open question. Yeah, my daughters probably have never seen me act like that. Like, you know,
because I didn't. I just know how it turned out. But yeah, I mean, I assume it was a relatively decent game to watch because of all the reaction I saw.
Excellent game. Even if the Lakers lost, it would still been an excellent game. But. But, you know, you invested in it because the Lakers are doing well this time. And I thought about it and was like, okay, Sarai was three or four when they won the last championships that they won.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, or maybe even younger. Anyway, maybe two or three, actually. And so she's never actually seen me get hyped because the team has been bad. Since then, you know, since those last two, it's kind of de-escalated, right? So my 5-year-old and my my daughter is sitting on the couch, and me and Shug and my wife are watching it. And me and Shug is like, we hype. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We screaming at the TV. We high-fiving, you know, in a coronavirus world. We high-fiving. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. You know what I'm saying?
You can't touch us.
Dude. I look over at my daughters, and they looking at me like, what's happening right now?
That's my question, because I mean, obviously, you and I have never watched a game live, or damn near on TV together, right?
Nah, we.
But you are so invested in the game.
Yeah, most times.
But you're not the type of dude who goes nuts over during every game.
No, not at all.
I'm asking.
No, I'm not. Well, you know what? I talk to the TV a lot, which is why I like to watch the games by myself.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because
they saw you because you made it a family event.
Yeah, it was more hyped than normal. Okay. More hyped than usual. They've seen me, like, start coaching.
Yep.
But they've never seen me, like, amped like that. It just wasn't. You know what I'm saying? It hasn't been necessary for them to see it. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's interesting, right? Because we haven't ever really caught a game. Although the Lakers were winning when we were doing the timeless thing, I think so. Yeah. So we probably caught, like, the tail end of a game at the crib or whatever, like, while we were recording, and it wasn't that big of a deal. Because I feel like I was at your house during the big
win. You didn't have the girls, though.
Yeah, I didn't have the girls, nah. But, yeah, it's pretty...
And we watch fights. We watch fights at Dave's, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I'm not super into boxing, so that was just me trying to figure out what to drink and finding the snacks. But, yeah. It's an experience, I think, watching the game. I don't watch the game with my dad no more because I don't sit down. You know, you're watching games with older people, and they like, look, dude, what are you doing? You're not playing.
What are you doing? Are you walking around like you're on the sideline?
I might pace.
Wow.
I might pace.
Wow. Come on, man.
I know.
Come on.
I know, man.
You are in your TV room getting your steps in.
I'm getting my steps in, man. Yeah, I gotta check the Fitbit my wife bought me after a game. See how many steps I get. Yo, we're gonna catch y'all on the other side, man. This is Rap Sucks Radio. We're all at y'all. Let's go. Rap Sucks Radio. What it is, good people? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Yes.
Indie.
That was almost the Marv Albert. Yes.
Indie face. crack a can of old head energy, man. We gonna get it popping. Make sure you like, subscribe, discuss, get down with us. All the little catchphrases and cliches that I have tried to come up with for this show, I just said all right now. So do all of those things. You know what I'm saying? Okay, let's jump into doing too much for my people across the water, my people across the pond on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe Haynes is doing too much. Now, Chloe Haynes
Young
is not
Chloe.
A Chloe. Yeah, Chloe's out here tripping. We can gotta give her two, right? Because she was out here, right?
Uh-huh. Well, in Europe, it's still out here tripping.
Yeah, in Europe, it's still
they're,
out here tripping.
Because it's metric.
So, yo, a British woman who tried to open the door of a plane mid-flight was sentenced to 2 years in jail. Yo. Kev's title for this is and I got this one, I got you, Kev. You big dummy.
That was good. Look at us.
We're doing it, man. This show. Matter of fact, wait, pause. Stop everything. This is episode 50, by the way.
Yes.
And cannot believe we didn't say that in the beginning. We've made it 50 episodes in. What episode was it when you were supposed to kick a verse? Was it 50 or 100?
150.
You keep moving it back, yo.
150. But the good news and the bad news. The good news is that this is episode 50. The bad news is that this is the series finale.
Tis not.
But there's no cliffhangers. There's no tension. Well, we there's very little narrative.
If we would have just stopped after you said series finale, then that would have been...
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, and just play Journey. Just play Don't Stop Believing. Oh, that would have been the most gangster move in podcast history.
It would have. It would have.
However, we are not capable of... gangster moves.
The most famous 50 episodes in podcast history. People would just like watch it. Not would listen to it just to get to you. But anyway, back to doing too much. So Chloe Haynes, reported by CNN. So Chloe Haynes is a 26-year-old British woman. She was on a flight from London to Turkey in June of 2019. So this is, you know, old news reported recently when crew members and fellow passengers had to stop her from opening the door. So, to the point where two Royal Air Force fighter jets were scrambled to escort the jet back to the London airport, in which they left from, the Stansted airport. So, oh man. So the jets who build her, the flight she was flying, jets who build her about $110,000 for her extremely disruptive behavior, causing the flight to be diverted. The court heard how Haynes had mixed alcohol and medication before the incident, which she didn't really remember. So,
got that lean.
Yeah. So prosecutor told the court how Haynes lunged to open the door of the plane, which was carrying 206 passengers. The word terrifying can't even cover it for that, yo. That's like,
yo, man.
That's like absolutely terrifying.
Why does that door not just have a sign on it? And why are humans so stupid that if we were to put a sign on that door that just says, this is the door to the sky. Do not touch.
Yo. For real?
I have way more control over my little girl not touching the oven. I mean, not going anywhere near the oven.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, peep this, though, because there is a sign on it. But peep this. We all know that, right? But peep this. This is what I thought about, like in my just, like, putting myself in the environment mind, right? I'm not and do not condone hitting women at all, period. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm on that flight with my daughter and my two daughters and my wife, do I knock her out? Mm. Like, if I can't stop, if she's going so hard that it's like she could actually get to this door, and it probably, I'd imagine it takes some strength to open that door, especially in the sky. You know what I'm saying? You know, the pressure, you'd have to break a lot of the pressure, yeah. Right?
I think you gotta. There's definitely going to be some helmet to helmet contact.
I think, yeah.
No disrespect.
I feel like it has to happen. Like, I feel like I gotta be like, yo, I don't know any other way to stop this situation. Like, I'm holding you back. You're reaching this thing. I think I just gotta be like, all right, well, you know what I'm saying? The little two, just the two people. Blah, blah. That is stunner, at least, to be like, did this fool just punch me twice in the mouth? You know what I'm saying? And at that point, the rest of the plane can tackle you, you know? Like, what?
Yeah.
But yeah. I might have to dot her. Like, I don't know, man. I don't think that I would. I think it'd be like a camel clutch, chokehold, dangerous, you know, move. But you only got so much our way. So
every last bit of every word that we've said over the last 30 seconds has been very challenging.
Well, I'm going to put it on me because I'm the one who's talking about punching her in the mouth. But, man, I'm just thinking, like, everyone on that flight, 206 people, nobody bombed?
So that was my question. Nobody stepped in? It was just the flight attendants?
No, it said that I thought it said passengers and crew had the restrainer.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she's 26. She's British. She's obviously in fighting shape.
Yeah, man. I mean, you never
know. So, you know, what do you got? All you have is plastic utensils to take her down. You got to do what you can.
This is the most America moment ever. I think she gets hurt if that's a U.S. flight.
That's the smart ass comment I wanted to make. However, I think people, Americans, good God fearing Americans, have done the same thing.
You think they're sober? You said what?
Sober.
Oh yes, yeah. Well,
no, this is. I think this has happened before. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think there's an air panic moments when people are like, "Get me off of this plane! Oh, we're gonna crash!"
I mean,
and they flipped out. Yeah.
Okay. First of all, you are on an aircraft.
Yes.
If you get on an airplane, you already know you're going to be on the runway for about 14 and a half hours. on both sides of your journey.
Yes.
Do they not have a child safety lock type situation going on?
Yo.
Like what you put on your faucet or your under sink cabinet, you know, the cabinet that you have the Fabuloso in. Do you not have something that you could put on the door that would just keep someone from grabbing the handle?
It's crazy though, because it's got to be accessible enough for safety, right? So it's got to be
Why?
If something happens and the flight attendant or whoever can't open it, then it's even more dangerous. So it's got to be like, it's probably the most dangerous thing on a plane that I can think of, because it has to, you have
no,
to be capable of opening it.
The most dangerous thing on the plane is Chloe Haynes.
Chloe and, on a
and
plane.
People, and people who take their shoes off.
And people who take their shoes off. Yeah, that's true. That is true. I just wear slides, so I don't have to do that.
But do you take them off and put your feet up?
They're slide. Oh, no, I don't put my feet up. That's crazy. How could you? How could anybody put their feet up? There's no room.
Ooh. I have a buddy who flies a lot, and he just posts pictures. They're a little passive aggressive, and I've never called him on this. But he posts pictures of the, and they're terrible things that people do on planes.
Wow. The most terrible thing I've ever done on a plane is bring a child on one. Like, you know, she had a small fit for like, I don't know, a short period of time. But I can think, thinking of that moment real quick.
Uh-huh.
The saving grace was, my oldest daughter, like, she flew like she was a professional from the first time she ever flew. No fits.
There you go.
No nothing. Period. She was dope. She was like 2 on her first flight.
Uh-huh.
Dude, no reaction whatsoever. She was cool. My youngest, though, she still was pretty cool. She just had like one major meltdown on her first flight. You know what I'm saying? But there was a child. There was another child on that plane that was having a fit the whole time, and you felt so bad for the little one, because I feel bad. Like, a lot of people don't like that; they get upset with it. But I feel bad because sometimes it's just their little ears is hurting. You know what I'm saying? But
right,
she was that child. He or she was screaming almost the whole time, and so it made my child's fit. Like, the fact that we shut it down, we looked like good parents. You know what I'm saying?
You guys were stars.
Yeah, we were like stars. Yeah.
There's nothing to help you get over your anger at a baby on a plane like having children.
Yeah, for real. For real.
Seriously. And wanting to go anywhere outside of your state.
Yeah, man.
Because I think my little girl and your oldest are probably akin. And that mine was pretty chill. The only time she freaked out was when we got on the plane and we were stuck on that tarmac.
Oh, man.
And she had to pee.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm standing up in the plane. I'm like, let me not get arrested, but let me just make sure and be a little bit loud. Like, they're either going to let us go to the bathroom or she's going to pee right there on that seat.
For real. Yo. Yeah. Fortunately, we haven't had too many major incidents, so... You know,
yeah.
You know,
no.
Lord willing, we don't have any because I think my 5-year-old is still ready to wreck shop if she really got the chance. But
that's also the thing about being a parent is that if another kid is bugging out, it's not so much that you're okay with it; it's that you're like you're just so glad it's not you.
Yeah, man. You just yeah. It's just that prayer, like thank you. That's not me. Thank you. So, yo, let me kick this real quick. So, check this. We switched topics so we could, you know, get the coronavirus discussion in last episode, right?
Uh-huh.
But I had such an ill segue for this that I was, you know, so last time we talked about Tom Steyer's back that ass up moment, right?
Wait, are you going to do a hypothetical segue?
I am, because I love my segue so much.
Just to try and get your numbers up?
Just to get my numbers up. You know what I mean? This is 50 buying the whole front row of the Ashanti and Ja Rule concert.
This,
you know what I'm saying?
Let it be known that this segue has an asterisk.
That's fine. You know what I'm saying? I'm stat padding right now. I'm stat padding. Let's get it.
There you go.
I was going to say, before this topic, speaking of back that ass up, now... NYPD mm-hmm. officers discipline for alleged on the job bathroom sex.
That was such a big wind up. I challenge you to find a bad segue into this topic.
There aren't any. There are no bad segues into this topic. This topic is crazy. What's crazy is the okay. All right, bear with me, listeners, because I got to do some reading on this because it has to be read. I'm sorry, but I have to read the story. So the New York Post reports this. Like I said, NYPD officers disciplined for alleged on-the-job bathroom sex. This is Lieutenant Brandy Sanchez, age 39, and Sergeant Lambros Gavales, age 46, or Gavales. Mm-hmm. So... A half-dressed female. Okay, I'm already starting off wrong. A half-dressed female NYPD lieutenant was caught in a drunken on-the-job sex romp with a male sergeant at a Manhattan police building Saturday night. Whenever this was reported. Lieutenant Sanchez and Sergeant Gavales were stripped. You notice I put that in bold? Stripped of their guns and badges for the alleged rendezvous in a department bathroom inside a building used by NYPD personnel at 90 Church Street.
Yep.
The lieutenant lives with and has a child with the commanding officer of Brooklyn 79th Precinct, Deputy Inspector Timothy Scratch. So this is the thing. Though that's not the man she was allegedly caught with. So this is why I have to read this. Because let's recap. Right? We're in the middle of the story. Let's recap. Shorty smashes the homie. Okay. A police officer and another police officer, excuse the language, is fucking in a department bathroom.
Yes.
But.
Copy that.
But not only are they fucking publicly in the department bathroom, but she got a man that's in the precincts, fam. She got a man that's in the precincts. So her dude.
Yeah, but he's way off in Brooklyn.
He's off in Brooklyn. This is in Manhattan. All right. You know, the trains.
Manhattan keeps on taking it.
NYPD did not deny the allegations. Said the incident is under internal review. A separate NYPD sergeant first noticed Sanchez, who was assigned to the family assistant section. and Gavales occupying a closed stall, apparently engaged in what were believed to be sexual interactions.
What was her name again?
Brandy Sanchez.
The only thing that I don't like about this, and this is our alternative title, unless the New York Post already used it, is the headline would be Dirty Sanchez. Thank you.
You win.
Have a good night. I'm out of here.
That was better than my segue. Okay, let me just kick this real quick. The pair were caught 5 minutes before Sanchez's shift was scheduled to end. She couldn't even wait 5 minutes. All right.
5 minutes. She does it. It's like while you are at work trying to figure out what you're going to talk about on your podcast. Hypothetically,
right? Couldn't even wait till after work to like review the podcast. Yo, so they had to be told twice to leave the bathroom. They had to be told twice. Right? And this is the best part. This is the part that I screamed laughing at. The unit where she is assigned offers peer counseling to members of the department experiencing stress on the job. Fam, she was doing what she was supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
That's the whole thing.
That's the thing.
How can you deny this woman's, you know, exactly, skill and ability?
She's living her life's work.
She's dedicated.
Yes, indeed. And they were both placed on modified duty, which is also their pet name for that type of meetup.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we could all fairly argue that they were doing modified duties to begin with. So, there's that.
I also like they were stripped of their guns and badges, which I know you already highlighted, but was that all they were wearing?
I think they had done that themselves.
Because that would be a pretty gangster.
You gotta tip
your hat to that. If that's, yeah, come on.
I love the fact that she left. The article says she left a little ornery, and I kind of thought like a cartoon cat. You know what I mean? Like she just walked out like, whatever. I'm too good for this anyway. You know what I mean? And then the other officer like stood on the stall and peered over to see the homeboy was still there, like that, basking in the glow.
Yo, what happened to the thin blue line? Seriously?
Oh, that line was broken. They broke that line.
Yo! Come on. Come on.
How? Dude, how? Poor child's father and live-in, whatever they are. Poor guy.
Okay.
Like, we have to take a moment, a Rap Sucks Radio moment. To shed a tear.
Do we?
Yo, you want to talk about having little to no respect of your peers? Police officers are already jerks. I'm sorry. But y'all are. The way they finna treat that man, yo, it's not even fair, yo. It's not even fair.
They were in a stall stopping and frisking each other.
This is all Bloomberg wanted.
he was about the love. Yeah. That's all.
You know what I'm saying?
If I can't buy it.
Yo, when Bloomberg dropped out, I was like, what am I going to do with all these letters, man? You know what I'm saying?
What, the letter L?
Right. Well, that's what I did. Actually, when he dropped out, I opened one of his letters just to see what it said, and it was just one big letter.
Wait, you actually got physical mail from Bloomberg?
Oh, my
Bloomberg?
God. I got like a ton of it. Yeah.
How'd you get that?
I have no idea. I'm trying to figure out how. I have no idea.
Wait, you probably got stopped and frisked at some point.
I was like, yeah, the police.
And then he just opted you into the mailing list.
I mean, listen, come on. So you wanted to run on a platform of, you know, black voters. So you tried to buy them. Are you not paying attention to this? I don't know. I tried to buy my vote. Listen here, white man.
Hey, man.
This is 2020. I am not to be so high anyway.
Speaking of which, yeah, it's 2020, but this is the first time it's ever been attempted.
Well, yeah, right, exactly. I think my vote
for that particular constituency.
I was going to say, I wonder how many times my vote has been paid for. To be honest with you, I'm not one of those people that's not willing to admit that I've been duped before, or duped in general, whatever. but yeah, Dirty Sanchez was out here killing it. she's, but hey, you know, distress on a job, peer to peer counseling. I mean,
yeah,
whatever.
You need an outlet.
Gee, okay. This is a family friendly show. I am going to stop.
Okay.
This could go so much further. Okay. Thank God Shug's not a guest this week. speaking of Black History Month, I don't know how.
That's literally the best segue. The tightest, most succinct, clearest, cleanest segue in the history. And what better episode for that to drop on than episode 50?
Episode 50, right. Look, my topic title for this is Black History Month All Year. listen, I refused to talk about this in February. I refused.
You did.
I did. I was like, I'm not doing this.
I tried to goad you.
Yeah, and I wasn't doing it. Even though the episode would have actually aired in March, I didn't want to talk about it in February. I didn't even open this article. So, here we go. Woman claims man kidnapped her and forced her to watch Roots to understand her racism. I don't know if I love this or hate this, but I do feel strongly about it. How about that? This was reported by Wave3.com. I believe it's a radio station. But the name of the dude, okay, this is about racism, right? His name is Robert Lee.
Are you serious? I didn't even notice that.
The brother's name is Robert Lee Noyer, or Noyer, whatever.
Oh, my goodness. So his parents decided to name him Robert and said, okay, what's going to be the middle name?
This was one of those.
This is,
and to make matters worse,
this is the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
That dude's name is Robert Lee. I was like, wait, what? I had to double take and triple take. Robert Lee. All right. Police in Cedar Rapids, Iowa arrested a man after he allegedly kidnapped a woman and forced her to watch Roots, a 1977 TV miniseries about slavery in the United States. Also, side note, a series that my brother and sister were extras in. So there's that.
What?
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah. I'll drop another rap.
Were they also on Reading Rainbow?
They were not. But I will drop a Rap Sucks Radio bomb for y'all. You know, cue up. Okay. I am the baby in the movie Which Way Is Up. That is me. With Richard Pryor.
What?
That's me. Yes. 100% me.
Oh my goodness.
As my on-screen debut.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. So it's some Trek Life trivia.
I can't do this anymore.
I'm saying?
I quit.
You were talking to a superstar right now. I'm kidding. Cedar Rapids newspaper, the Gazette, reports that Robert Lee Noyer, age 52, was arrested on Monday. Man, you're 52 years old. You out here doing it. You tripping. A criminal complaint stated Noyer forced the victim to watch the show which is a 9-hour historical miniseries about slavery in the U.S. through the post-Civil War era, so she could better understand her racism.
Oh.
The complaint also stated the suspect told the victim he would kill her and spread her body parts across the Interstate 380 on the way to Chicago if she did not sit and watch the show.
Super specific.
Yeah, yeah. At least she would know where her body was. Like, I mean, I don't know. I'd like to know. Like, I'm going to die. Like, so what are you going to do with the body after this? Like, are you going to keep it? Like, I don't know. Just don't put me in a freezer. That just seems weird. Anyhow, so Tinder date gone wrong, or like, how did this happen?
Man,
like, I don't know. How do you end up in this situation with Robert Lee?
So take all of the circumstances into account. He was charged with first degree harassment
and false imprisonment.
Well, yeah, false imprisonment sounds a little serious, but first degree harassment, that's, God bless him. That speaks to how far we've come in this country. That's the charge.
Seems a little late.
And I don't know what her genre was, but I assume she was not an African American.
Maybe she's light
individual.
Skin. Maybe she's light skin. You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing.
By the way, was the article had a picture of him?
It did. Yeah.
Was that his mugshot?
I don't know.
Because that is if it was, that was the most appropriate mugshot in the history of mugshots.
It was. It was perfect. Because it looked half hero, half criminal. But
he looked like the happiest person who ever lived.
Like, yo, I did that. This is crazy, though. This is the thing. This is to friends, family, anyone. If I'm at your crib and we're going to watch a game or a movie. Let's say, yo, let's watch a movie, right? All right, cool. Yeah, let's watch a movie. Whatever. If that movie is 9 hours, you've kidnapped me. That's just how this works. Matter of fact, I'm going to say this much. I remember being on like a date or whatever, come by, I'll cook dinner type thing. Years, years, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole joke behind the situation was that I wasn't going to watch the movie Titanic. Like I just said, I refused to watch that movie. So her whole goal in life was to get me to watch this movie. It's, you know, whatever. Yo, that felt like being kidnapped. Like that felt like, it felt like,
yo. Wait, but did you watch it?
Well, she put it on.
Okay.
Yeah.
You watched it?
No, I did not. I do not know what that movie, how that movie plays out.
So what? She put it on and you looked away?
I mean,
stop it.
The movie began.
Okay.
The story began to unfold.
But come on, man. You were on a date. She put on Titanic. She wanted you to watch it. Did you watch it?
No.
Come on. For real?
For real? No.
Simp.
I did not finish that movie. I was like, no, I'm not watching this. What are we doing right now? I had so many
problems.
Did
you kick her out?
To begin with. It was at her house, so I left.
Oh, you did?
I did, after I ate.
Oh, God. I have so much respect for you, dude. You keep it so real.
Hey, look. Oh, boy.
By the way, Roots was 9 hours long?
Well, yeah, the series itself, yes.
Yo, because when I feel like when it came out, I feel like it was like 14 weeks long.
Yeah, it was what, like 30-minute episode, 45-minute episodes or whatever?
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because wasn't it like, it was like a series, right? So, I mean,
yeah, but it was multiple nights. It was like, oh, really? for the 18th night, we're going to watch this again.
Hey, Bill Burr's response to it is best. He's like, yo, by episode 3, he's like, we get it. We get it. Can you stop hitting the book? We get it. It's so horrible. Stop.
Oh, that's what I want to know. Is like, when she was watching it, she's like, what's my name?
Oh, man. That's one of the most prominent moments in black film history. Is that, you know, what's your name, boy? Kunta Kinte. Yeah. I've never seen that series all the way through. I've just saw the parts where my brother and sister were, like, where they passed by.
Oh, well, shit, I gotta go back and watch. Yeah. I assume I've seen it all the way through, reluctantly.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
But also, it's like, what year was that? Did that come out? Why did my parents let me watch that?
Well, it came out in 1977, but they replayed it in the 80s, like, a couple times, right?
No, but I did not watch the replay. Why was I 5 years old watching somebody get whipped? Good Lord, that scared the shit out of me.
That's why you are who you are today, man. It was a great lesson from your parents. Like, listen, man, do you know? They foreshadowed your connection to hip hop and was like, all right, we better get him some understanding. You know what I'm saying? Because there are a lot of DJs now that, you know, need to watch Roots.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's unpack that real quick.
Some of these folks.
You're fast and loose with it. I think you're just talking about DJs who play Nelly. No, or Juvenile.
No, I think they're perfectly fine. I'm like, okay, how do you play rap music but seem to not really like black people very much? I don't know. I don't know how you guys are doing it, but you guys are working through it. And more power to you. You guys are doing a pretty good job.
That is the preponderance of DJs. Sorry to break it to you, buddy.
I guess so. It's got to be difficult. It's like Mexican gangs that listen to oldies, but growing up in Los Angeles, it's always been the most confusing thing to me. Like, wait a minute, but how though? How are you? This doesn't make any sense. I don't know. You know, Smokey Robinson is black, right? Like, it's, you know, don't let that light ass voice and that light ass skin fool you. That's a brother. Have you seen him? Yay, fried chicken on national television. He's serious about it.
I'm your puppet, Holmes.
Yo. Oh, man. I don't know. What's the most difficult job interview that you ever had, Kev?
Oof. So last week, I went in for to interview for a Jack in the Box job.
Did you wear a t-shirt that said highly overqualified?
No, I wore the Jack in the Box head, which was maybe I misjudged. I misread the room.
Oh, man. This person, Xavier Robinson, seemed to have a pretty difficult time getting a job interview here. Resulting in topic title, I Will Cut You for this job. Oh boy. So check it out. A Wendy's applicant loses his cool and tries to stab the district manager, shouting, I'll cut you.
The interview got hot and juicy.
The interview got, yeah. It was no joke. The way to see, but this is Wendy's fault, because Wendy be out there and they be on their Twitter like wilding out. You know what I'm saying? Trying to be fresh. And this is these type of people you attract, you know, when you do this. You got to be like Arby's, like the place that nobody knows why it's still. Oh, okay, listen, I need this is a very serious thing. Who still eats at Arby's? I just...
You, You know the only reason that I hesitate to talk too much trash about Arby's? Because one of our favorite, our collective favorite voice actors in the world is the voice of Arby's.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep. We have the meats.
Well, not him.
Oh. Yeah, well, yes.
H. John Benjamin
as well, yes. Yeah, I think it's funny because it's a play on Bob's Burgers. But yeah, he's when I saw that commercial, I was like, yo, no one knows why this is hilarious. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the only person in West Covina laughing at H. John Benjamin as an Arby's, you know, chef or whatever. But anyway.
It's great.
It was excellent. But yeah. We have the meats. Anyway, a job interview at a local Wendy's.
Lana!
A job interview at a local Wendy's did not result in an employment offer, but rather a trip to the Montgomery County Detention Center. Good job, WJLA. Good job.
Uh-huh.
According to the court documents obtained by 7 on your side, God, you guys are really doing this. Xavier Robinson, age 23, of Centerville, VA, reported to the Wendy's at. Whatever. It was Monday, late January, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Okay. The district manager instructed Robinson to return the following day. So he's asking for an application. The district manager instructed Robinson to return the following day when the hiring manager would be available for a proper interview. That inconvenience allegedly sent Robinson into all the rage. Robinson immediately became agitated and stated, "You're fucking with me." Court documents state, Robinson then advanced on the district manager, causing his body to make physical contact.
Huh.
The district manager reminded Robinson of their respective roles. Hey, job applicant and supervisor.
Hey, I'm white and you're black.
Oh, boy. And then showed the 23-year-old candidate to the door. Robinson, however, grabbed the district manager by the neck and forced his way back inside the restaurant. shouting for help. Things intensified when Robinson allegedly pulled out a knife and started swinging.
Ooh.
Oh boy. Robinson began walking towards him with the knife displayed.
Man.
The manager stated he was in fear for his safety, so he grabbed for a chair for protection. This is intense. To keep the distance between the two of them. Robinson immediately sat down in a fast food restaurant on the counter where eyewitnesses said he repeatedly stated, "I will cut you.
I will cut you.
I'll cut you. I hear everything you're saying and I'll cut you."
This is the best thing, the best LinkedIn blog post ever. Ever!
Right. What are your qualities? Well, read this.
Well, I'll cut you.
I will toss this out here real quick because Omega's the one who posted this. And this is a quote from Omega. Actually announcing that you're about to cut someone is true 70s era old head hustler language. And not to be taken lightly. It probably sounds hilarious how I'm saying it, but shit is real. Dude, when I read "I'll cut you," I was like, oh my God. Yo, that is terrifying.
Yeah.
If somebody pulls out a knife.
If somebody pulls out a knife, there's a number of different ways the situation can proceed.
Right.
But if they pull out a knife and say, "I'll cut you," just run.
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 Find the exit. Be gone. Fan pulled out a chair. I was like, look, you're doing too much. There are places to lock yourself in. You know what I'm saying? I'm out.
But by the way, the article states, devotes an entire paragraph to saying a Montgomery County Court Commissioner granted Robinson a $2,500 bond. But in parentheses says post 10%.
$250.
WJLA 7 on your side, is it?
Yes.
Has explained bond. Explained bail in the entire bail system to the constituents of Seven on Your Side. So thank you, WJLA. I mean, you are heroes. Not all heroes wear capes.
No, they don't. Some of them write articles, intense articles as well. Like, that was intense. I felt like if you weren't drawn into the story, then I don't think you have a soul. You might be listening, but you're not a real person.
Yeah. No, you are an empty shell.
You are an empty
of a
shell.
Human being.
And if you argue this, I'll cut you. Yo, man. Thank y'all for listening, man. You guys have been rocking with Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
I cut you.
Yo, you know what I thought of initially? Do you remember that song? Was it? I don't know if it was a Flip Mode Squad song or a Busta Rhymes song featuring Flip Mode, but it was a song called "I'll Hurt You." Remember that? When you get a chance,
yeah, you lost me at Flip Mode.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was like their compilation thing or whatever, but. That song used to trip me out because it was like real. They were singing "I'll Hurt You" and it was like real serious, but it was real funny. Anyway, it's funny now that I'm an adult. Back then, I was like, "Oh, this is raw." So anyway, yeah, you on Rap Sucks Radio, man. Like, subscribe, discuss, get down with us. You can catch us on RapSucksRadio.com or anywhere else the podcasting be happening. See, I stuck with it, Kev.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said you can catch us on RapSucksRadio.com or anywhere else the podcasting be happening.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
This is hip-hop, man. You know? Come on. Tell a friend to tell another friend, man. We appreciate each and every one of y'all. And on account, I'm going to say it this time in real life, Kev. I got you, man. For the last couple episodes, I left you hanging, but I'm going to do it. On the count of three, we say peace. One, two,
last
three.
Last couple.
Peace. I don't mind
Seven
saying it
on your side.
Oh my god, I hate the fact that I have a Bob's Burger reference to the Seven on Your Side thing. But anyway, I'll holler at y'all, man. Kev, I'll holler at y'all too, man. We out of here. Peace.
Alright, peace.